such a learned lesson when I get it in. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't got no sense. Oh, 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 oh. I got your number, put my money that I keep. I see my old Mushi number.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week on CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM and cable, always streaming live on the World Wide Web at www.citr.ca. My name's Aaron, and yeah, as always, the request line is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR, or the just phone up and give me a call line. And we started things off with a recording from 2008, Teenage Head with Marky Ramone doing a reworking of an old Teenage Head cover, Ain't Got No Sense, and Teenage Head, an old Toronto, first-generation punk act, and Teenage Head singer Frankie Venom passed away last week, so part of the reason why I'm playing that, rest in peace, and we're going to get going with the old school here. We got a double shot of The Freeze, but first we're going to hear a double shot of an act from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who you may or may not know, known as D. Kreutzen.
Change is going on. Good. Change makes you able to really try. you go to check your mail. Good morning, letter bomb. No prints, no paper trail. You lie through promises.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Four songs in that last set, and we started things off with a double shot from D. Kreutzen out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We heard from their self-titled album. Originally came out in Touch and Go Records, and it got reissued very recently on Touch and Go Records, and the repress looks identical to the reissue. I don't think the original goes for that much money, and maybe that's probably why. Rumors was the name of the track, and we followed with another reissue from D. Kreutzen, an October File from their second release. Uncontrolled Passion was the name of the track, and the vinyl includes a coupon for a free download of MP3 tracks for the album as well. And then we heard a double shot from The Freeze. We heard a track from the very recently reissued Land of the Lost release. Schizophrenic Records put this one out, fine label out of Hamilton, Ontario. It originally came out in 1984 on Modern Method Records, and we heard a track called No Exposure, and that song was there's some great liner notes inside this release, and this song is about how a certain The Freeze had played a gig, and they had gotten paid $50, and that was enough money to get home, and some fanzine came up to them and said, hey, you should give us money for our fanzine, and we'll give you, you know, we'll give you exposure. And they said, well, you know, this is all we had. And soon enough, the fanzine came out, and there was some gigs, one big show that The Freeze had played with the Dead Kennedys, and the fanzine had completely not mentioned them at all. And as Cliff Hanger, singer from The Freeze, in the liner notes said, that this was the first record where they separated themselves from the Boston hardcore scene, and they said it was one of the best things they could have done, because it was becoming run by overly violent thugs and people that didn't really like them. So there you go. And then we followed with another track from The Freeze, One False Move, and this was from, I think, their last full-length release, late 90s on Doctor Strange Records. Contact High was the name of the song. So yes, check out those reissues and check out this reissue, which is out on Worker Cooperative Records. The band is Personality Crisis. Creatures for a while. A lot of people have been waiting for this one to be reissued, so it's good it finally is. And we're going to hear one of the fastest tracks on the album. It is called The Advocate. We'll be right back.
this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Okay. doing what I used to do isn't what I want. Who knew? I wake up so late. Stories are told. Destroy what I made. Now I laugh at yesterday. Who was that caught me right away? Different things were to be done. Living a life that's not a lie. Life was lost. Fear of truth has plagued me in my youth. It'll never, 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 never happen again. Life was lost because I was born.
I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of that set, we heard from Personality Crisis from The Creatures for a While. Reissue, we heard a track called The Avocat. We followed with another track off the latest DOA record. It's called Northern Avenger. Sudden Death Records, as always, the track we heard was called Donnybrook. And we followed with an act out of the Kootenays here in British Columbia, Want Monster. Self-titled 7-inch on Black Banana Records. We heard a song called Eating Poison. Followed with some Annihilation Time off their Tales of the Ancient Age release. About to Snap was the name of the track. And we followed with Bad Reaction from the Plastic World 7-inch. We heard of the title track. That is on Flat Black Records. And about half past the hour, like I said. So, yeah, if you're out there liking the show or you'd like to make a request, the number, as always, is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Right now, we're going to get into some Left for Dead. It's off their new release on Dead Records called Humanity. The song we're going to hear is called Fuck Your Authority.
Refuse to let them protect the refugee, because as long as it's covered, we're all gonna leave, because you know to me.
Scratched out eyes, scratched out eyes. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll see you in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
From the Short Bus Window Lickers out of London, England, we heard a track called Fuck You, and this is from the Six for a Fiver release. Came out on Mark's Bridge Distro a few years back. The guitar player for that band, Robin, he also plays in another London punk act called The Restarts. And in the set before the Short Bus Window Lickers, we heard from Virus from the Unacceptable Noise Levels release on Active Records. We heard a track called Third World Wonders. The Addicts, in the set before that, from the Songs of Praise release, it's a reissue, came out this year on I Used to Fuck People Like You in Prison Records. And at the start of the set, we heard from Left 4 Dead, also out of the UK, with a track called Fuck Your Authority. This is on Dead Records, distributed by Active. And we got 15 minutes to go in the show, so right about this time, I think we'll get into some Slick 46.
Let's go! Yeah, it's Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Right, that one is going out to Hans Klaus. He was asking about Canadian Oi. Well, there you go, alternate action, local Oi boys here. And this is from a CD. It's going to be coming out on a French label called Thin Line, not released yet, but the name of the track is called Wasted Lies. And alternate action playing next Saturday. I'll get to that in a minute, but first I'll get to what else I played. I played Slick 46 at the start of this set from the I Don't Want to release on Longshot Music. The song was called Quits, followed with some Swedish street punk, Perkela, from the No Shame release on Blind Beggar Records. We heard a track called Liar. That one's going back to 2002. I remember when I first started doing this show, this was a current release, and I was playing it lots. And we also heard from the Wretched Ones in the set from the Make It Happen release, their last release on Headache Records. The track we heard was called Pay the Piper. And yeah, I'm going to talk about some shows going on tonight at the Cobalt, 917 Main. We got the Dead Cats, the Stag Reelers, and Uptown Riots. And Uptown at the Sweatshop, we got the Jolts and the Beelines. And I said Alternate Action will be playing next Saturday. That's next Saturday, the 25th. It's Alternate Action, the Intensives, and the Rectals. And that following Friday at the Cobalt, that show is at the Cobalt as well, 917 Main. And the following Friday at the Cobalt, 917 Main, a big Halloween bash with Hong Kong Blonde, War Hero, and I think some others. November 15th, don't forget to catch SNFU, Left Spine Down, and The Last Plague. That's at the Red Room, 398 Richards. And, yeah. This has been Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. We got Power Chord up next. If you'd like to check out our playlist online, www.streetpunkradio.com. And if you'd like to download this show and all the other editions of Generation Annihilation and all other editions of CITR shows, well, you can do it by clicking on podcasts in the CITR website and going to the shows and downloading them on their date, www.citr.ca. We're going to leave you with one more one now. This band here will be playing here November 10th. They'll be backing up Gwar. This is Toxic Holocaust with their split with Blood Wolf. It's on Relapse Records, limited 1,000. Name of the track is called City of a Million Graves. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. We'll be right back.
Joel Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
Yeah, that was that's going back to the day. That was Kickaxe off their Vices LP. We heard Heavy Metal Shuffle. Did you ever listen to Kickaxe?
I did, in fact. I remember that song. I remember they used to play it on C-Fox back when I was in elementary school.
I went to see Kickaxe, actually. I went to the telethon.
Did they Kickaxe?
I saw them. They were a new wave band. Can you believe that? It was early 80s. It was at the Variety Club telethon, and they had Kickaxe, The Villains, Doug and the Slugs, and I think there were another couple bands, and that's the only year they did that with the live bands at night, because too many people were sneaking in pot and stuff, and it was too rowdy for the Variety Club, I guess. Anyways, yeah, that goes back when I was first listening to metal back in, what year did that come out, 84, I think?
Yep.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Anyways, next up we got a double shot of Metallica, the new on Rocks. I played it last time I was up here a couple weeks ago. First, we're going to go back to the day when the thrash thing was really starting out with Kill 'Em All. I think it's still one of my favorite
defining thrash metal record. Probably the first. I don't know. Would you say the first thrash metal?
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Venom were before, but were they thrash?
No, I wouldn't call them thrash. They're more closer to death metal, I think, back then.
No, black metal.
Or black metal.
Yeah. They had the album Black Metal.
That's right. Okay, here we go with some Metallica off the Kill 'Em All. We're going to hear Metal Militia.
We'll be right back. More strong.